Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Meredizine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm dandy. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Speaking of doing great, our topic today, you mentioned Financial Literacy Month. Sometimes we're not always doing great in that regard, but you've got some hints to make it a little easier, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
so it's interesting that in the United States, April is considered Financial Literacy Month because normally we think about it in terms of doom and gloom with tax day coming up and right around the corner, those types of things. But when we think about our money, money is really all about a process. And so we shouldn't tie it to just one day or one particular month when we look ahead for the year and really for lifelong planning and a lifelong process of setting your financial goals and reaching out and achieving them. Even though we make day-to-day decisions about our money, we also want to look ahead and plan for our financial goals. So I have five principles today to keep in mind as we're looking at our finances. The first of that is earn. We want to make the most of what we earn, and we need to think about earning beyond just the paycheck that we bring home. Part of what we earn is understanding the benefits that go along with our pay. So, for example, we can talk about vacation pay or personal days off, and if you're not taking advantage of those, you've got a couple of things that are going on. First of all, you're kind of leaving money on the table if you're not using that time off that you've earned. But the other thing is we're not taking good care of our physical health and our mental health. And I think sometimes, and I know I fall right in the boat with everybody else, we're so busy with projects that we have at work and, you know, maybe we're feeling not the best, but we still tell ourselves we feel good enough to be able to go in and knock out that project when we should really be listening to our bodies and saying, hey, I have earned this. It's part of my pay and benefits package, and I should take advantage of it. So don't just think of earning our money in terms of just the dollars that hit your bank account. The next thing I want to talk about is save and invest. It's never too early to start saving for your future goals, whether it's short-term, medium-term, or long-term. And I know we talked a lot about this a couple months ago during America Saves Month and the different ways that we can go about setting money aside. We need to look at the long term, so retirement accounts, making sure we review that information monthly or at least setting down once a year or twice a year with your financial advisor just to make sure you're on track. And I will tell you, we just got done doing that in our family, and it gives you a good peace of mind when you can just take some time and take a look and just make sure that you're going to be able to hit those goals that you have down for the future. Another thing to keep in mind in terms of saving our money, if we don't see it, we don't spend it lots of times. And by that, I mean, do some auto deposits right into your savings account. Split your paycheck up. And so you've got money sneaking itself away into savings, and you don't miss it as much when you're looking at just what's going into your regular spending or regular checking account. The next thing that we need to think about is protecting ourselves. That includes making sure you have that emergency savings account set aside. The other thing that we want to think about in terms of finances is also our insurance plans and making sure our insurance plans provide adequate coverage for our home or car or other property that we have. In case there is a loss, we're not being hit financially in other areas to make up the difference. There again, having an annual review with your insurance advisor or online looking and making sure your policies are going to do what they need to be doing. So on your home, for example, are you looking at the replacement value for the home or the current value of the home? If you're renting, do you have renter's insurance? And does the renter's insurance adequately cover your contents of your apartment or home that you're renting? And we also want to think about spending, of course. We think a lot about that when we talk about money. Just really shopping around and comparing, especially on big purchases, you're going to invest a lot of money in those larger items, and you want to make sure you're getting a good deal on them. But also, in addition to getting a good value, make sure that you are buying very well-made products, and that's part of the research that you take in mind there. We might make choices on some things that we're going to splurge on and some things that we're going to be more frugal on. and that's okay. It's all about that balance. But on those big ticket items, I really encourage folks to do their research. And then last but not least, we can't talk about finances and not talk about borrowing. Most of us do have a point in our life where we've got to borrow money for those large purchases. So maybe to buy a house or an automobile at some point. And borrowing money and paying back loans helps us because it helps us to build credit. But we have to remember that borrowing money also comes at a price. And we don't always think about that price. And the price is paying the interest that we have when we do borrow the money. So you want to make sure that you're repaying your loans in a timely manner, that you are paying them by the due date so you don't incur additional charges such as late fees. And then if you've got extra money that you can set aside, consider paying extra on those loans so that you can pay it off early. We also need to think about these principles in terms of children in the family, having conversations about money and financial strategies when the kids are young and as they're growing, because we really need to spend time as well in our household teaching kids about earning, spending, borrowing, and saving our money. That is something that does need to be talked in the home on a regular basis, and those principles talked about and practiced so that when the kids kind of leave the nest, they're a little bit more educated about finances and it gives them a better start as they move on to adulthood. We've got a lot of resources on our website at meredithzine.kstate.edu that have to do with different things related to money management, and I encourage folks to go out there and check them out. Or if you have any other questions, you can give me a call at 913-294-4306.
You bring up a lot of really good points there. And on the one hand, you think, oh boy, that's a lot of financial leaks to plug. But if you step back and look at them, they're all pretty simple fixes, really.
Exactly. Sometimes we think that money is a really complicated subject, but if we look at the different pieces and parts that make it up, it's a whole lot easier for us to kind of wrap our heads around it.
Definitely. Breaking it down like eating an elephant one bite at a time.
Exactly.
Just try not to take too big of a bite out of your bank account.
Very true.
Well, thank you for all of that. We'll have a few updates and some other ideas to talk about in the future.
Exactly.
Good deal. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.